Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We're very excited to have this group in. You may remember when they came by last September. They brought such youthful, creative energy, and we just want to get right into it with them. So may I present to you once again, 322.
Thank you.
Lots of different places. That is 322, everyone listening. And those of you in our studio, isn't this fun? Let's go ahead and dig into the band a little bit. I had mentioned earlier that last time they were on in September, they had talked about their musical influences, focusing on college. And I thought, let's go farther back, and we'll do that while we introduce everyone. So first up, why don't we go to Brandon Lee Searley, who is hitting sax there. I've given you a chance to think about it. Who influenced you when you were a kid? Is there any moment in time that you can think of where you were struck, like, wow, that's what I want to do?
Yeah, I think for me, taking private lessons, like listening to Charlie Parker, kind of the older stuff. But I also, growing up, my parents would really be into R&B. So, like, I'd listen to, you know, the Keith Sweat and the New Edition. And So they definitely kind of played a part into, like, my writing and, like, how I want to play. So.
Excellent. All right. Well, heading to the drums now. This is Thomas Horn.
Hi. So my musical influences go back to the eighth grade when I discovered Avenged Sevenfold. I am a huge metalhead, I'll be honest. And I grew up listening to metal, everything from metal to jazz to hip hop. But I would just like to thank Avenged Sevenfold for really getting me into the spirit of music.
Excellent. And he's wearing a Santana shirt. And there's a tie-dye over his drums, too, for those of you at home. All right. Heading to the bassist, we've got Josh Bozich.
Yeah. So, like Thomas here, kind of my influences are kind of odd for being in the group. In junior high, I got really into progressive rock, a lot of Rush, a lot of Yes, a lot of King Crimson, all that stuff. And that would Bill Bruford, the drummer for Yes, kind of became a gateway drug into the guitarist Alan Holdsworth. And my dad had always listened to a lot of Miles Davis, and my brother was a saxophone player. So all of a sudden, by the time I reached college, all of these things kind of came together at once, and I got really into Jaco Pastorius and Jeff Berlin and all of these great jazz fusion bass players. And now all of a sudden I'm here, and we get to blend even more music together, which is great.
Excellent, excellent. And heading over to the guitarist, this is Elliot Turner.
Hey, everybody. So I think to start, my biggest influence just in terms of music was Jimi Hendrix. I'll never forget walking into the Borders bookstore by my house with my dad and buying Axis Bold as Love. And that album blew my mind. And then when I got to jazz, I think my first big influence was Kind of Blue, Miles Davis, especially Bill Evans / Miles Davis's song, Blue and Green. That song really captured an emotion in me and has ever since.
And here you are. And then our final member of the group here is the keyboardist Joshua Van Cleef.
I think the record that first got me into jazz was Pat Metheny's Live in Europe. And I remember driving home with my dad one day from, I don't know, probably Starbucks or something. And we were just driving back, and Pat Metheny had the solo break in his song, Third Wind. And I just, at that moment, I was like, wow, jazz is awesome. And so from then on, I was in love with Pat Metheny and jazz.
Oh, man, so fun. Well, we can hear all those influences. I know I could hear some of that in what's going on today. So, all right, shall we continue on?
Sure.
Let's do it. We got the influences out of the way. This is the group 322. You're listening to the amazing studio sessions on 88.5 KNKX. Ready, guys?
All right, this... Go ahead. Thank you.
322, a young jazz group that just has such a nice sound. I really enjoyed this, guys. I'm going to ask a couple questions, one about how you play and one about how you write songs. So remind me who's doing play first. I think I'll do play second. We'll talk songwriting first. Okay, so can you step up to the mic, please, sir? This is a guitarist here, Elliot Turner. The question we wanted to ask was, how has your songwriting evolved over this last year since you were last here in September?
Definitely. I think all of us as a group have just grown as composers because really we've just been turning each other on to like different types of music, especially hip-hop. I think To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar was a very influential album for us. In fact, we even played at a couple gigs, I think a cover of one of his tunes. I think that hip-hop influence really affected our songwriting, and we kind of have been going more towards like the old singer-songwriter approach, except in this case we don't have a singer, but at least not right now. But I think the saxophone and guitar on the melody kind of takes the form of the voice, and then I've been kind of using more of like the simpler song structures, and I think vibing is definitely one of those examples. And of course, I can't leave out like Chon and a lot of these like new progressive metal bands have also influenced us. And I think you can hear that in our last tune, Fundamental Flow, a lot more simple, but just kind of open in terms of sound, you know, a lot more extended harmonies.
All right. Well, thanks. And I also want to mention, so that was the guitarist, Elliot Turner, and you might have heard what you thought was two horns harmonizing, but it wasn't. It was our saxophonist here, Brandon Lee Cirilli, who's going to come answer a question about playing. But he was playing a melody, I think, and it was Elliot who was playing a little harmony.
Yes.
Incredible. It sounded almost like a horn to me.
Thank you.
And this is not a souped-up guitar. You have under 10 pedals, so I think that puts you in the jazz category. So Brandon Lee Cirilli, the question for you, how has your playing evolved in this last year?
As a group, it's changed quite a bit. Fundamental Flow is actually written by Thomas, so which is awesome. Yeah, having the drummer write a song is super hard, you know, to see. But I think as a group, you know, kind of what piggybacking off of what Elliot said, you know, just getting together and just making music. Like for me, like I like to write collaboratively, so like I'll bring an idea to the table and just let four other people help me out writing a song rather than just me sitting in a desk on a computer by myself. So I just think playing off of each other is definitely another big thing that we've gotten a lot better with, like even our originals that we've been playing and standards. Like I'll be done playing, I'm like, dang, like that sounded really good. Where'd that come from? But practice makes perfect. So I think that's how we changed.
It'll be fun for the audience to watch this and see how you guys were smiling and digging each other, what you were doing. It was really cool. I have another question. We're going to ask the youngest member of the band here. This is keyboardist Joshua Van Cleve, and it's always fun to get the perspective of a millennial in this game. How do you view the future of jazz?
I'd like to loop back to our, like, if you kind of take our whole conversation that we've been having about all these different influences, and I think, like, the future of jazz is in the hands of the people who play it and compose it. And I think that I'm going to go back to what Bill Evans said. And he said, you know, artists, like we artists, like we play what's pleasing to us into our ears. And so the things that we think are pleasing are different from a huge, like, huge range of different types of music and different kinds of from everything from like metal to R&B, rap, hip hop. And so, yeah, if we all keep drinking from the same like oasis of or the pool of like different kinds of music and we keep like mixing that up, then we're going to, who knows what the future of jazz is like, but I'll tell you, it's exciting.
All right. Thanks so much. That was keyboardist Joshua Van Cleve with the group 322. We have time for one more song. And I just want to remind everyone, you're hearing original music today.
Yeah. So the first tune we actually played was called Vibin', written by myself and Lil Hope from Elliot Turner. This last song you're going to hear is Reputation by Josh Bozich. And we are pleased to announce, actually, we will be releasing our studio album, Emergence, September 8th. So look out for that. And and thanks for listening and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.